This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Can you spell pneumonia? Or will you just pout and hang up? Find out who's witty. Who really knows their words? If you gotta work, then get up. If you're coming home, then stay up to hear who in the world will
win Spellenberg.
If you're from Greer or from Taylor's, Anderson or Chesney, Bowling Springs to Hendersonville, just call up.
Bye-bye.
Yeah.
And up. Spellenberg, hoom-bop.
Coming out
Spellenberg, hoom-bop. Spellenberg,
right here.
Hoom-bop.
Ba-bow. Here we go. Okay.
You always hit the ba-bows
every time. It's not Groundhog Day. This is the third day in a row we're doing this. But with different people, though. We went through the first time. It was Paige versus Fatboy. Fatboy took that one. And then it was,
It was
me versus Paige.
And you won, but you only got one.
I only got one. So, but I technically won.
But a win's a win.
But we've yet to see me versus you, Fat Boy, with Paige as hostess. Or you know what? I guess if actresses are now actors, then there are no such thing as a hostess anymore, correct?
Oh, there is, but I'm thinking of the cakes.
I love those. Snowballs. Paige, agree or disagree?
Yeah, you can, I would say.
You would just be a host, not a hostess.
Sure.
Okay.
Let's see if I got my buzzer over here. Let's see.
You don't even know what kind of eggs to make.
Here it is.
God, remind me to show you pictures of the chicken's eggs yesterday. We got one that's popping them out like brown, big time.
I'm telling you, man, you might have
No. We've had the vet look at it. Look at them right here, though. I'll show you real quick.
Well, I was thinking you might have thieves trying to come steal.
How pretty.
I know. They look like they're like Easter eggs. It's so cool. They're bantams.
Can they pop out a dozen a day? Is that doable?
That's 1, 2, 3. That's 9. That's off of 7. 9 off of 7.
Oh, you got some Lucy's. You want to break off a Lucy? Remember we talked about that yesterday.
Oh, yeah. These things pre-sold. Go ahead. Let's do the game.
Dang it. And we got 3 minutes for the game.
Okay.
We have to break it up.
The song itself is like 2 minutes for the intro.
It really is. We might have to do one here and then come back and do...
One word?
Maybe two and then come back and finish.
All right.
I want to make it a fair round that we can do.
Okay. Also, I want to put a bounty out. If someone had video from the year 1988... Lakeview Middle School, the District 2 Middle School Spelling Bee Championship. If you have video of me winning that, I will pay you $5,000 cash.
It's got to be in the archives.
Shining moment of your life.
It has to be there.
That would have been filmed,
the
right?
The gasps of the crowd that I won. I was like, what were y'all expecting? You were not expecting a kid from Poe Mill to win, were you? $5,000 cash.
Somebody would have been recording that, like, officially.
Go through all your VHS tapes and find that. All right.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby.
If you enjoy football, football,
be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys. New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday.
Subscribe on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Because some people are calling bullcrap on it.
Oh, that's the wrong.
How would you win that in the seventh grade or eighth grade in the seventh grade? And you did so poorly, you know, when I went against you, Paige. You only got the one right.
Oh, okay.
Y'all are some haters.
You had an off day.
Haters. You're haters. You can't see me, okay? You can't see me.
You can't do it.
Okay.
And if you can't see me, then you might have to go to the doctor.
That's right.
something's off.
God dang
same
it.
Same thing with me. I'm not little.
You got one of those fat eyelids.
That's great.
keeps you from seeing stuff. My eyes crunch. My optic nerves crunch. Damn it.
Okay, now we don't have time for even one. No, go ahead.
We really don't.
We don't. No
way. We can do a quick one. Let's do a quick one. We got to come back and finish it.
Do you want a science one or do you want just one?
Hey, I ain't the host, brother.
Oh, you tell me what you want.
We can't pick.
All right. Hierarchy.
Could you say it again?
Hierarchy.
Matt.
Oh, yeah, I forgot we got to do it that way.
H-I-E-A-R-C. C H Y.
Spell that again.
H. God, I'm trying. H E I A R C H Y.
No.
I'll go for the steal, if you don't mind.
Yeah.
Thief.
Hierarchy, as you said. Mm-hmm. Well, I thought it was hierarchy. H-I-E-R-A-R-C-H-Y.
Yes.
No way.
Ding,
there's,
ding.
There's an R before the Arky? It is higher.
It's H-I-E-R-A-R-C-H-Y.
Wow.
So she said hierarchy.
Wow.
So it's kind of confusing.
So, but people around here call it hierarchy.
That's how I was told.
Right.
I got six GEDs.
God bless. Two DUIs. Okay. Well, so let's break here. I'm going to go squall.
Let's break. You'll come back and get that ass whooped.
Gah. I say gah. You say lay. Gah.
Play.
All right, we'll take a break. We'll come back. And now I will stomp Fat Boy. Next. $5,000 for that video, though. Somebody's got it. All right? No AI. No AI.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I thought we'd skip the song and, you know, just kind of...
No, I like that. I've been sitting over here just thinking of random words, seeing if I could spell them in my head. I don't know if I was right or wrong.
Oh, okay. I didn't think about doing that, man.
Well, you don't know if you're right or wrong.
I should have been drilling myself.
Go drill yourself. That was yesterday. Afternoon, after work. All right, man. Paige, you're the host.
Yeah, okay, since we didn't play the song, why don't you spell pneumonia for me?
Oh, Matt, that would be P N E U M O N I A.
Yes.
Oh, that's right.
Pneumonia. I've had enough family members die from it.
Good job.
I've learned, yeah. So don't hit me with heart disease later.
So now we're
because
tied.
I know how to spell that one too.
This is a good game.
Oh yeah, we're tied.
Yes, 1-1.
Oh wow.
Party man down. Dan, put
Party Man Dam. You know what? God. Oh, it's funny.
Messed my own joke.
Dan in Columbia, the guy who makes the funny songs for us, most recently, Tongue Punch My Fart Box, has released a new one. And I, Fat Boy was on the CC on the email, and I accidentally called Dan in Columbia, Dam in Columbia.
Damn. Yep.
I was going to say Dan put down the part of the. God dang it, I messed it up again. Dan's fat. That's what I'm trying to say.
And
I can say that because I'm fat too.
Well,
put down the honey bun. That's what I was trying to get out.
Oh, which one are you talking about? The
Party Man.
Oh, Party Man.
Dan in Columbia is just divorced and single. I'm trying. You know I like to aggravate him. I got to goad him a little bit.
Paige, remember at Christmas time when Fat Boy's like, God, y'all get more gifts from listeners than I do. You know, when those random gift stuff come. Now he knows why, doesn't he? He knows why.
I remember he used to steal the cookies out of the one gift that I never got my cookies.
Wait a minute. Yeah. How did you know?
I didn't get half the gifts that I guess somebody took it. But that's okay. Save me some calories.
If you send butter cookies, Zanny, I'm going to snipe them.
Yeah.
All of them.
I'm not getting any. It's okay.
You know
what? Write what the contents are on the outside of you.
Save me the calories.
I didn't like take them home. I just hid them here and just ate them over a couple weeks.
You're like me when I stole the candy bar as a young kid. I said I didn't steal it. I ate it in the store.
That's not stealing.
Hey, it's
I went under the spindle of clothes and ate a baby Ruth.
It's not stealing the Playboy if I left it in the box and just looked at it for a couple minutes.
And my daddy told my mom, he's like, well, he's got a point, Mary. If he went and used the bathroom there, did he take it at all?
It's like a bear in the woods.
It's like, you know.
Oh, then they try to tell you that stupid thing of if you even move it in the store, it's technically shoplifting.
They are, that's a thing now with the Pokemon stuff, because people are, if they don't have enough money to buy them, then they'll go hide them in another part of the store so they can come back later. And they're considering that under the same thing. So you get a trespass notice. I'm like,
which is stupid.
Boy, Walmart, you're going to lose so much money if you trespass me.
Plus, you're going to stop me from weighing the cards if I want to take my little scale in there.
Oh, Jesus, man. That's so wrong.
Anybody used to compare packs. He would just like stack them up and try to look. I'm like,
dude, people used to bend them to see if they could fill a jersey card in there. I'm like, you're bending all the cards, you dip ass.
D-I-P-S.
Right. Mm.
Oh, okay.
Does that one count? Can I use that one?
Nope. We're not spelling cuss words. It's tied at 1-1.
I love it. So let's do you want to do something from science, or you want to just...
You know what? Trebek didn't ask, hey, what do you guys...
No,
well, technically,
all right,
he did.
All right, then. We'll
he asked categories.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
But this is a traditional.
All right.
Well, you know, Pat Sajak didn't say, hey, what letter do you want?
All right, then.
Right in the butt.
I'll make it science.
Actually, he did.
Sebaceous
glands. He'd sell them to you.
Sebaceous.
You want to buy a vowel?
Spell hey, that for
you
me.
Want some crack?
I'm not spelling that one.
You want some comb?
You go to hell with that one.
All right, what's the word, Paige? Go ahead.
Sebaceous. Glance.
I protest.
Sebaceous?
Never mind. All right, so spell me.
How'd you come up with that word?
Spell me.
That is the gland in your hair or your head that puts oil in your scalp.
Oh.
I just threw that in there just for fun.
How about follicle? I can get you on that.
Okay. How about...
Ooh, I could do that one.
Yeah.
Reference.
Bad boy.
Oh.
R-E-F. Oh, dang it. R-E-F-E-R. R-E-N-C-E?
Nope.
Dang it, son of a... I knew it.
Right.
I knew
yeah.
what it...
Yeah, yeah, he did.
He's right.
It's all E's, yeah. It's R-E-F-E-R-E-N-C-E.
Damn it. I would have been wrong. I thought it was reference.
Jeez. I don't think I spelled it right.
I didn't think it sounded right.
R-E-F-E-R-R-E-N-C-E?
Oh, no, it's just one R.
That's where I screw it up, man. That extra R, I knew it. I knew it was going
to
happen.
Okay, so that's a draw because you've said now how to spell it, so I can't go back and win.
So I get half a point?
I would have gotten it wrong, though, if I'd gotten in first.
Oh, well, let me give you one of these anyway.
Give it to me. Hit me.
If you're driving, I apologize.
All right, Paige, I'd like something from the nautical world, if I could.
But down the
nautical world?
I'm just kidding. I'm not picking the categories. You just give us a word.
Put down the honey bun day.
Oh, let's see. You said I don't have to think of something nautical. Anyways, how about...
Water.
H2O.
Boat.
Boat.
Sail.
How about existence?
Matt. E-X-I-S-T-E-N-C-E?
Yeah.
All right.
Dang
yes,
it. Look.
That was an
look
easy one.
That's, well, easy. It wasn't easy to me. There's either going to be an A or an E there.
Is it C-E? That's what I would have said at the
yeah,
end.
Yeah, okay.
He got
yeah.
it. He nailed it.
Yes. Yeah, nailed yes. it. You're done. You're done.
So is it tied now?
No, I'm up 2-1.
You're up 2-1.
Is he up 2-1?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because you didn't get the other one. That's right. Oh. Okay. 2-1.
We might have time for the best of 7. I'm pretty sure we do. Party man. Right.
So you ready for another word?
Yeah. Fat Boy's flirting with a male listener yes. right now.
Gonna get fat.
All right, getting so the next word again. Is, you ready? Perseverance.
Perseverance.
Matt, you're doing all these. That P-E-R. Oh. S-E-R. Am I already wrong?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Screw
oh, he is? I'll try it. P-E-R.
No. Yes.
S-E-R.
No. It's S-E-V. E-R-A-N-C-E?
Uh-huh.
Damn!
It's not perseverance?
Perseverance. Spell it, Paige.
It's P-E-R-S-E-V-E-R-A-N-C.
Yes. Perseverance.
Oh, I don't have enough GEDs.
You got a half point.
You're up, you what, 2-1
still? You've got to make Fatboy say GD more than anything. 2.5-1.
Yeah.
If we do I can't do it since we got little Jesus on the door.
Do one more pitch.
Okay. The next one is ignorance.
Fatboy. IG.
Instagram.
N-O-R-A-N-C-E.
Yes.
Yes.
Damn.
Yeah, boys. Give me that point. You're done. Wrap that winner. Slide
you're
that
done.
Winner.
You're
that
done. Winner. Run the boob out to two.
So it's tied.
It
is tied again.
Oh, damn it.
What'd you think of that new tick? It was a little awkward, right?
Yeah.
Like, did you have to say that one with the whole family in the room? I get it. Like, I hope that's not a normal tick in the repertoire of ticks.
I'm not that far ahead.
Oh, like, how about someone with Tourette's should not have an apartment with a balcony? I think that's
oh
a good all-around kind of thing. Not that you need to be secluded yeah. from the world, but if you can't control your mouth... You don't need to have access to scream at people on the street.
Oh.
I just said screet. That's
I
right.
I think that's great.
I'm down.
Down.
All right, one more.
Here, this is
right?
the winner. We're tied at 2, right?
Oh, yes. Okay.
One
oh,
this
more.
Has to be the
this
winner.
One really counts.
Okay. This one's interesting. Hors d'oeuvres.
That boy. Oh, I said it just before I heard it. Hors d'oeuvres. Oh my God. Do I have to give you the accent too? Like the oui. Little.
Just say Jules.
Oui, oui, mon frère.
Orders.
H O U R D E R V E S. No. That's not right. Damn no. It.
No. I mean, I can't even. I don't even know where to start. H-O-H-O-U? Okay, see, I'm already out.
You don't even know what kind of eggs them is.
I know, right?
It's H-O-R-S D, accent I-G-U, O-E-U-V-R-E-S.
Ugh.
I wouldn't have got that one.
Let's hours just call it small plate.
Can we do another one?
How about a tapa?
We're yeah. Going to
do the word
time.
Tapa.
Is that the fish that eats poop?
We'll no, do, it's appetizers we'll at do a an, fancy restaurant.
We'll do an easy one.
Dang it. An easy one. Okay.
Okay, here we go. Medieval.
Matt.
Oh.
M-E-D. E-I-V-A-L.
All right, I'll try. Oh, I got to remember what you just said. I'm probably going to say the same damn thing. M-E-D. E-I-V-A-L?
Same thing.
Is that the same thing you said? Yeah. No, it's not. God dang it.
Damn, pick one that's like middle of the road.
Okay.
Damn.
Okay.
It's D-A-M.
M-E-D-I-E-V-A-L.
Oh, we said E-I.
E-I.
Okay. The last one.
The very last one. Even if it ends in a tie, we have to go.
Acreage.
Bad boy.
Oh, you got that.
Acreage. No. Ooh. A-C-R-E-A-G-E?
Yeah.
Acreage, that's it. That's it. Wow.
The acreage. Damn, damn, damn.
The champion from Cone Elementary / Severe Middle goes down. Breaking news at 11. Local jock thinks he's the greatest speller in the world.
The bounty's off now. I don't want the video. It'd bring back bad memories of what I could have been. Damn. Damn, damn, damn.
You that keep was, eating, Party Man Dan. I think it's a good luck charm.
You know what, though? I felt the need to start writing them down. I never did.
Oh, yeah. I'm a visual person.
That kind of helps. Congratulations, Fat Boy. That's
good.
I had a paper, too. Like, I'm writing out practice words. Just, you know, if that word ever came up.
So you better burn that or throw it away real hard. Put it in your pocket. Hard. Take it home with you. Throw it away hard. Litter it. Screw it.
Set it on fire. whatever you need to do.
Wow. Congratulations to you.
Wow. I feel great.
Yeah.
I never win anything. I'm on the radio. Never won a radio contest.
Me neither.
That's what made me fall in love with the radio. Winning something off of it. I was like, God, I can win this. I'll have this stuff all the time. And then I got a job here. And I was like, nope, not true.
Oh, you won.
I don't think I even called in. In California.
I won Quiet Riot tickets from WQOK from...
Was that Lee?
Lee Alexander.
Oh, the legend.
WQOK. Yeah.
What's up, Lee?
What's up, Lee?
Hey, Larry.
Lee. Enjoy your retirement, buddy.
All right. Fatboy, congratulations again. Maybe tomorrow we'll get my grandson on. I'll see if I can beat him in spelling. Who knows?
Well, you know, like, you got to work
good.
Your way up.
Like, he's been watching Mickey Mouse Playhouse and all those things, so, like, he knows how to spell real good. Because they teach him that stuff, you know?
Yep, which is, you know, educational. He's going to be watching Little Einsteins, Pepper Pig, and all of them.
Those are good.
Pepper Necklace.
Peppa.
Peppa Pig.
Yeah, but it has nothing to do with peppers and pepper. Yeah.
Does he watch wrestling yet?
And I gave him a belt for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
You got to give him more belts. There's a lot of belts. You got to get him white intercontinental belt.
I got the belt for Christmas when I was younger, but it was because I...
So I spank you?
Yeah, you stole my joke, you ass age.
This is the Rise Guys, Madman, Paige, and Fat Boy.
Every morning, it makes you laugh.
I would hate to start my day without them.
I love the Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
I always thought that I would be...
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. She loves Wheezy, my mom. I like the one from the Jeffersons more.
I like the block is hot. The block is hot.
Lollipop. That's a good one.
I like who says, boy, you got the yayo. You better cut some for me.
What is scissor? I always thought that, like, that would be an entertaining concert to go to see Lil Wayne. But after seeing the SNL thing, I was like, no, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good. I feel like rap live is not good. You saw Jay-Z, though. Jigga what, jigga who?
Jay-Z, well, that was, I mean, that's, somebody like him's going to have the best band and accompaniment and stuff. But I saw, I've seen some good in person. Ying Yang Twins were great.
Yeah, that was like, but the venue size matched what they were doing, right?
Yeah.
So that's like why it was
Bone
good.
Bone Thugs and Harmony. But I saw them like two or three years ago, and it was...
Bone should not be outside.
It was out, yes. It was outside. It was hot. It was summer.
Yeah.
If you're going to see Busy get into his flow or crazy, it's got to be in the club.
I know. I was thinking, the crossroads I was thinking about was the air conditioning when I get in the car. That was the crossroads I wanted to see. It really was.
They had a lot of hits.
But yeah, like, rap is good with the sampling and stuff, but it's got the live music portion. It's got to be like superb. And yeah, they did the Roots and stuff. Was the, you know, the background.
God, why has nobody ever done Crossroads? Look, Chris Stapleton or somebody, that'd be a good country cover.
Because then you're going to have people who say, oh, yeah, you didn't want Beyonce to do a country album, but now he's doing Bone songs.
Chris Stapleton and Bone. Hey, y'all. I love Bone.
Mumble rap.
And I want to sing him.
Bone Thugs and Stapleton.
Oh, look God. Into my eyes and tell me
it's
what
the new
it is.
Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. Nash, not Nash.
God, man. Why don't Sturgill and a bunch of them do just like Bone tribute songs? Sturgill could do Crossroads. Stapleton could do, you know, Look Into My Eyes or Rugged, Thuggish Bone, whichever one.
I was going to say, they only had, it'd be an EP for their greatest hits album. I mean, I saw them in concert. They opened for TLC, which, you know, like, why were you there? It's like, well, a girl, okay. It's not something I necessarily, but I had a great time, though. So,
the girls, man, they'll get you to do some stuff.
Well, or are you just looking for something to do?
They'll get you to watch something you don't want to watch, or...
Girls will.
Oh, yeah.
Women, you know.
If you're trying to, you know, get some split,
yeah,
you're going to be watching a Bravo show.
Right.
This is going to happen.
Sometimes, or you might, yeah, you know.
You like those housewife things.
Then you'll get wrapped up into it, and you're like, oh, my God, why did Craig and Naomi never make it?
Just those
she
are
was
the
a bitch
shows.
Yeah, I like that.
I don't think
culture.
The women should share with the men and watch the Desperate House, or not the Desperate House, but the, yeah, that. The one to where it's all these wild, rich women. That's not the one to watch with your man.
All their why faces not? Are frozen.
That because you're setting a standard as though, like, you better sit there and grill and roast those women and not sit there and say, oh, my God, I want a bag just like that. Oh, my God. Like, I'm sitting there saying, this is a telltale sign here.
I feel like we're at a Lil Wayne show right now, and this is what would be happening. We'd have a conversation.
We would be ignoring Weezy.
And he's in the background. Hey, y'all, listen to me, man.
Guys, we're trying to hear 6 foot, 7 foot, okay?
Man, play Lollipop, and I might turn around, okay?
Speaking of me, I know I can not get out of this. Not that it wasn't entertaining, but yeah. So I decided I will not go see Weezy in concert, just based off that.
I don't blame you.
Silly. Yeah,
it would.
I know I wouldn't go see Miranda Lambert in concert because she yells at people. If you don't pay enough attention, she'll just stop and call you.
Oh yeah, with the phones.
I ain't trying to hear all that.
Yeah.
Just like, you know what, Seether was doing it last time they played here for a little bit. They
you know,
just stopped.
That's kind of a good point. I mean, I get with musicians, I suppose. I think, like, if you buy your ticket, you get to video or whatever. But comedians, I kind of see that a little bit more. Maybe if it's for their Netflix special dropped with it on there. But, like, also, I shouldn't have to.
Yeah.
Like, if I've paid $100, $50, whatever it is, and I want to sit there and talk to the person beside me, that's my right to.
Yeah. Or how about, guess what? You can have your phone, record it. I've got the money. You're just ruining it for other people.
I'll put your phone in my pipe and smoke it. Okay. All right. Speaking of new music, Dam from Columbia, as I've now changed his name to and forever will be.
Letterman Dam.
He suffered the same stuff as like Big Brown did because his name is Nick Brown.
Oh, congratulations on the weight loss, Big Brown. From earlier, he sent us a picture of his scale. And he's dropping some weight.
Oh, good for him.
Oh, yep. You
that's
bastard.
Shocking.
You bastard.
That's not what I looked at.
Big but ups, Big.
You got me on that one, too. Mm. You're just fun, aren't you?
Yeah.
It's a naked guy weighing himself, and you see his reflection in the scale if you look hard enough. And well, there ain't much reflection.
That's a shame.
Just like when you, well, you said it earlier, you used to hide him in the signs.
Well, yeah. I also would spend, like, I'm not going to say an hour, but minutes of my day looking at Facebook marketplace ads for mirrors just because people were stupid with the pictures. And they were showing, like, some women would be, men too, would be standing there butt naked, not realizing that they were in the photo with the mirror. You'd see their trashy house in the background. It's nice. Like, it was just fun to, like, zoom in on the picture and say, dude, look, there's a dildo and a bong on their nightstand. They don't even realize it. You're trying to sell this damn mirror. And there's all kind of paraphernalia of
God, it's going to be that or the creepy lady from Colombia who sells baby dolls on a Facebook yard sale. Like, real-looking babies. Like, why? For what?
Some people love
them. Everybody knows if you got a home egg, it's going to be a bag of flour anyway. It can't be eggs anymore because eggs are so expensive unless you get into Lucy.
Oh, my God. You're perpetuating that.
Lucy's are good.
You
Lucy's
got them.
Would be fine for me because I can't eat a whole dozen.
Batman got the hookup on them Lucy's.
Hold on. Dang it. I messed up. Sorry.
It's okay.
I got logged out. Dan is his name, not Dan.
Danny.
This is not a song. This is more of what he called it a... here's a funny little bit I thought y'all would LOL at. Features Paige. Paige, I've not heard this.
Uh-oh.
I'm lying. Yes, I have.
Uh-oh.
And I think you'll enjoy it. Fatboy loved it. It's fun. It's actually not even about you. It is you.
Oh, Lord.
In honor of President's Day, the Rise Guys proudly present Paige's Most Bangable Presidents.
I mean, there's slim pickings here. I'm sorry.
We pay tribute to the hunky commanders-in-chief that Paige thinks are sexy.
I wouldn't mind partying with W if he drank again.
Gaze into our country's past with ex-president hotties like Andrew Jackson.
Andrew Johnson looks like I would hurt him.
And Theodore Roosevelt.
Teddy can ride a horse, maybe. I don't know.
And the one president that Paige could never.
I wouldn't with Obama, because I know Michelle would probably kill me, and I'd be afraid of that.
Big with Mike. A sexy salute to a certain first lady.
Reagan wasn't bad. I like Nancy.
It's the tribute you didn't know you wanted. It's Paige's Most Bangable Presidents.
Oh, Martin Van Buren.
I still don't know why he said honky.
What was that
presidents.
From?
I don't know why Dan was going that route with it. Also, he sent that on Saturday for us to play on Monday, but the company would not allow us to work on Monday, and we played it on Thursday.
The Big Mike stuff kills me, and it's way inappropriate, but it's hilarious too at the same time.
All I am doing is repeating a fun little Cat Williams joke.
Big
Mike. So if anything's wrong here, it's just I should say, after I make every Big Mike reference, credit Cat Williams.
It's just, it became a life of its own on X. Now you see the more masculine pictures of Michelle Obama, and people are like, Big Mike.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
God almighty.
You know, there was a time in America in the 90s when, like, men and women kind of had the same haircut.
Kind
of,
yeah.
Like, a lot of them kind of had the same haircut. And the longer they were married, they kept the same haircut.
And they used the same hairspray.
Remember the media person we knew whose wife had the same exact haircut as they did? Same exact.
Yeah.
Like from behind, you could not tell him from her because of the hairstyle.
I knew one media person that they were the same height and they looked a lot alike.
Yeah.
He and his wife.
I remember this conversation of presidents, and when Martin Van Buren came up, Paige got a little hot because of his hair.
Oh, Martin Van Buren.
I think she was about to ride some chops.
I don't remember what he looked like. I don't know.
Do you remember Teddy Roosevelt? Well, he could ride a horse, so he could. And I don't know.
I don't know.
You know what you were referring to.
It's like during the spelling. I'm messing it up.
I don't know.
Those are the, for some reason, honky former presidents. I don't know why
somebody's
you said that.
Pretending. That's not Party Man Dan. Somebody's pretending to be Party Man Dan on the text line. My God.
What
Dan, you got to get verified.
How'd they impersonate him? Send a picture eating a honey bun? What are they doing?
No. But I'd recognize his number, and that's not his number. They're pretending to be him. My gosh.
Oh, dude. Dude.
What?
We ran through the spellings with us. We got to play Dan. Party Man. I don't know if he can spell worth a damn.
Spelling Man Dan.
But he used to do cocaine in the back of a gym, so I got to think, you know, he's at least got the energy to try to spell.
Then how did he concuss himself? Didn't he take a header through a coffee table?
His futon.
That's right.
He was, I think he was drinking, and then he got up off of his futon because he doesn't sleep in his bedroom. He sleeps in the living room.
Oh, man.
He hit his head on the futon.
But then, Dan, if you're wondering, they were trying to say that was you, or they were you, and they were saying that was not a funny thing. So they were taking a shot at Dan in Columbia by saying that bit was not funny.
We got an imposter, Dan.
That's why we like playing those. It's like, we're not saying they're great. We're just saying someone made this, and we're going to play it.
Would Paige or whoever play Dan if I could set it up? Who would play him?
You're the winner. You should take him on.
I don't know. Like, you got to build up to get to this.
Paige has won the most, so it would. God, I don't know. What if? Well, somebody's got to administer.
That's true, and you're the host. You're the better host when it comes to these games.
Ah, shucks.
Paige asks you too many questions. You know, like Trebek would be like, "Are you sure you want to?"
Well, the one thing we do need to figure out is if Dan is available tomorrow.
I'm telling you now, make time.
Party man, Dan. Not
party man.
Not yeah. Song Dan.
Not divorced Dan in Columbia. I'm talking about party man in right. North Carolina.
Yeah, not the one who wrote Tongue Punch My Fart Box. Oh my or recorded God. It. I wrote it. He recorded it.
Make the time, Dan.
All right. Well, if we could work that out for tomorrow, that'd be great.
Well, I'm going to make it happen.
Because other than FOF line, we're pretty slim tomorrow. So.
Lord.
FOF's good tomorrow. Oh, you going to have a thing at the end today?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
I got a little tease for you.
All right. I don't believe you. You got big tees where I'm sitting. All right, Paige.
You're looking the wrong way.
Yeah.
What is up in the... Oh, there you are. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Ah, well, hang on. We got something. Daydreamers are more likely to do what? You'll find out that next in Urias Guy's headlines.
Daydreamers are more likely to do what?
Tell you about their stupid dream that you didn't ask about. That's my guess.
I feel like it's a shot at me. I always do that. All right, good morning, everyone.
Feed your need for TRG.
Oh, yes, it's good.
At theriseguys.com and on the Odyssey app.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.